Hi, and welcome back to Random Threads. I'm your host, Shayna. It is May 1st. I am super excited about May. I get super excited about warmer weather. I just have always loved summertime. And it was really neat because today I was able to go out and use our little push lawnmower and I mowed some of our lawn. We have a huge lawn. So I got some of it done today. And I have really been enjoying the sun effects on my skin and my mood today. It has really uplifted my spirits, and I even took one of those power naps, so today has been a really good day, and I'm super excited. So with it becoming May, it is so close to Mother's Day, and of course, like in the past, that brought my attention immediately on my own mom, my mother. Wonderful, wonderful lady. She is strong. She has been through a lot in her life, and I am just so grateful of her. She's just a warrior, and she has definitely taught me how to love myself and fight for myself and what I want, and fight for anything that I would ever want to pursue in my life. She has been such a blessing to me, and I am one of the lucky people that still have my mom around, and I live next to her, and I get to see her a lot, and we get to talk a lot, and it's just, I love my mom so much. This year is the first time that my direct thoughts went on to my children when I thought of Mother's Day, and it's kind of funny because, like, when you become a mom yourself, your whole outlook on things kind of change a little bit. Like, obviously, you get a little bit more insight of what, first of all, you put your mother through, or what they put up with from you or whatever. And so, like, this year I was just thinking of, like, my children and being blessed, being able to be a stay-at-home mom and work from home and be with them all of the time. And I'm super blessed because Dakota and I have chosen to homeschool our children. So it's just, I get to be with them all the time, and I would not change that for the world. They are the equivalent to the sunshine to me. They are my life. I do everything now in my life for them. I want them just to grow in strength and in pursuing their own passions and their own goals. And definitely I want them learning to love themselves no matter what. Loving and caring for themselves, and I want them to see from me that loving and caring for themselves is not selfish. It's actually very needed to be able to go through this life with happiness and being able to push towards happiness, you know, and making sure that you can conquer your goals and your desires by having that self-love and being centering yourself and confident with yourself and knowing who you are, and just like day by day, moment by moment, rethinking about yourself and acknowledging that you're growing all of the time and that you are changing all of the time. And so that it's just a moment by moment learning yourself and learning what you like and what you don't like and learning what you want to do and what you don't want to do. And I just think it's amazing to me that I have, my perspective has flipped now that I am a mother, and it's just, my heart is, it goes out to my children, just like, man, I am so happy and I'm so blessed to be a mom, and I'm definitely blessed to have the children that I do, because my children are exceptional, and I know every mother probably says that about their children, but I can be biased about mine. They are amazing. So super neat to be able to show them myself pursuing my own dreams and my own goals and taking steps to further myself in the things that I want to accomplish in my life. And I came across this study tip from the college that I'm going to, the Ashworth College. I follow them on Twitter, and they like to give out a lot of study tips to all of their students. And this one super hit home for me. It's just a short little paragraph. It says, "As an adult learner, by just enrolling in online school, you're showing your kids that anything is possible. That's also true when you study together. Doing schoolwork side by side is a great way for your child or children to pick up better study habits. Seeing their parents studying as hard as they Seeing their parents studying as hard as they are can encourage them and give them the push they need, which that is exactly what I have been thinking here lately ever since I started my psychology course. I am basically showing them that school is cool. No, that it doesn't matter what you need to do to fulfill your dreams and your desires, that if you just put your heart in it, and if you're just centered with yourself and confident with yourself, and you know exactly what you want to do, don't be afraid to pursue it. And also, like what the paragraph said about studying and encouraging them to study, that we do school side by side. I'll do my school at the same time as they're doing their school, even if it's like a little silent reading project or whatever. Like, we do school together, and I think it's super encouraging to them, and it's also encouraging to me to know that we can do it together, and I'm not necessarily being selfish in taking my time to do my online course. Oh, I'm not being selfish and taking time away from them, because we do it together. And super neat, and it kind of just reminds me that it's actually with everything in our lives. And Dakota's not excluded. I'm just kind of talking about myself, for one, because it's Mother's Day. Anyway, that, like, even in, well, like, everyday life, you know, when we cook together, or when they watch me cook, if it's too dangerous for them to be around the stove at the time or whatever, but we usually are doing everything together, and they are intrigued and they're interested and they want to learn. They want to learn how to cook. They want to learn how to do the chores around the house, you know? So they help me fold laundry. They help me do dishes. And yes, I know that there are a lot of kids that help their parents, but Dakota and I have not given our children any chores for them to do. Like, of course, we'll have them pick up their room and stuff like that, but I don't make them do dishes every day. I don't make them do laundry every day. For one, you know, like, they are younger, but for another is because I want to show them personally by example that this is how you keep a house clean. It's not by me telling you how to keep a house clean. It's by me showing you how to keep the house clean. And I believe that is working very, very well, because they want to help me. They want to pull up a chair and do the dishes with me. They want to sit on the floor and fold laundry with me without me even having to ask them or tell them to help me. They want to do it because they see me do it. They see me enjoy doing it, and they see the results. They see the clean house. And even like with cooking and stuff, I'm not like, now you're going to prepare your own sandwich or whatever, you know. No, I do it, but then they come and they're like, can I help you? Or they say, can I watch you? And it's very, very awesome. And I think it's very effective that I'm not sitting here, you know, like, okay, now you do this. 'Cause in my opinion, like, I know it may change as they get older or whatever, but in my opinion right now, I think that might, make them bitter towards doing any type of housework, and then they wouldn't see the full reason behind why we should keep a clean house anyways. And so anyway, went off on a little bit of a random thread there for you. but anyway, for them to like watch me in my everyday life and the things that I do day by day, moment by moment, it encourages them in their own life, their own personal lives, their own personal little lives, that they are able to do the things that they want to do that make them feel strong, that make them feel happy, that make them feel comfortable, that make them feel secure and at peace. And like whenever I do my daily workout or whatever, they're right there with me. And sometimes they'll try to do exactly what I'm doing, super cute. Other times they'll just like sit there and watch me. Or, you know, other times like I get my yoga mat rolled out, and sometimes I'll be like doing my yoga or Pilates or whatever I chose to do that day. I'll be doing that and they'll be like running around me, you know, trying to dodge my legs or dodge my hands. Or if I'm doing like the kickboxing stuff, they'll try to, you know, mimic me and do their own little kickboxing skit. Super cute. And so it's just super neat. Like today when we were out, I was lawn mowing or whatever. This is actually the first time that I've mowed the lawn ever since I was a mom. Because Dakota, he would prefer himself mowing the lawn, because his thing was, he's like, well, shoot, you do the house. Let me at least do the lawn. And so I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. And so, like, he's been doing the lawn ever since we've been married. And then yesterday I was just like, he was outside and I was outside. I'm like, you know what? I think that I want to mow the lawn or whatever. The kids are getting old enough that I can mow the lawn. I'll just put them in one spot, you know, while the lawnmower is going. That way I don't have to worry about them, you know, walking off or whatever. And so it's super cool because today, while mowing the lawn, they were out there with me and they were sitting on the deck, playing on the deck. They had their toys and they were playing on the deck and I could see them, and I was able to keep my eyes on them or whatever, watch them closely. And it was just super neat because they were super intrigued and they wanted to help do the lawn. And of course, they're not old enough yet to do that. That would kind of freak me out with a lawnmower anyway. And so anyway, it was just really neat because they wanted to help then. And you know, it's funny because even I grew up kind of like, oh, I don't want to do my chores, oh, type of thing. But it's really neat to see the flip side of it to where they really want to help me and they really want to get in there and do the things. I wanted to talk about my children, and I am a blessed mom of three beautiful children, super grateful for them. Okay, so speaking of gratefulness and being grateful, this reminds me of, I have an old text of my mom's saved in my notes on my phone, and super, super good. I saved it because it's like spot on, and so I'm going to read it to you. It goes, "It is so important that you are grateful for everything in your life. Many people focus on the one thing they want and forget to be grateful for all the things they have. Without gratitude, you cannot achieve anything through the law of attraction, because you are not emanating gratitude from your being. Then, by default, you are emanating ungratefulness. Be proactive and use the frequency of your being to receive what you want. Think good thoughts, speak good words, take good actions." And that's why it's saved on my phone. It is so encouraging to me. And my mom has always encouraged me and my siblings and basically anybody to be grateful, to say thank you. And like, just even if it's like to yourself, thanking yourself and stuff like that. And I know that I talk about that a lot on this podcast. And obviously you can see where I got it from. My mom is the grateful person. And so I know that being grateful for everything is very, very important. It's very important. Key to a successful life, and it's a very important key to being successful in your happiness. And being grateful for everything even helps open up yourself and center yourself and get to know yourself by what you start thanking the universe for, or thanking God for, or thanking, you know, whomever for. Even it, like I said, even if it's yourself, it just makes you open up to yourself, about yourself, and center yourself with yourself. That way you can know yourself, and then it makes it that much easier, so to speak, to be able to go after the things that you want to do for your life. And that is another big thing that I pray my children are seeing, because I know I say it, but I also want them to see it in me. I want them to see that I am a grateful person and that I do say thank you, and that even I say thank you to, sometimes I even say thank you to the cats, you know, and like to Scooby, our big Great Dane, when he does something good or when he listens to me, I'm like, thank you, you know. And so, sometimes even with the kids, this is kind of like a little bit of a random thread for you. Really good thing to do is like my children will say like they just had a snack or something, and so like 5 minutes later they'll be like, can we have another snack? And I'll be like, no, thanks for asking though. Or they'll be like, mom, can we watch a movie, can we turn on the TV? And I'll be like, no, thank you for asking though. I mean, it seems super cheesy or whatever, but it actually does incorporate a thank you into everything that you do, because I do genuinely thank them for asking. I would hate it if they never asked me for anything, even if they knew the answer might be no. Like, that's what I tell them. Like, please never stop asking me. Even if you know, or you think that you know that the answer is gonna be no, I want you to still ask, because asking is a very, very important aspect of life. Like, if you don't ask, then the answer is always no anyway. And so just being grateful, and I pray that they see the gratefulness that Dakota and I emit out of ourselves. And I hope that they see that because of the gratefulness that we have, that is why we are successful at maintaining happiness for the most part. And I hope that they see that gratefulness is also a key element to us getting more and more successful and increasing in prosperity in our life as of right now. So happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there, and don't forget to wish your mother a happy Mother's Day. They deserve a lot of love, and I think that sometimes the things that mothers do kind of get shined on, because they do a lot of stuff that nobody actually sees. They're like undercover superheroes. And so Mother's Day, it should be Mother's Day all the time, but it's really nice that we get to dedicate a day to mothers and that they get to be acknowledged. And so I pray that every mother out there gets acknowledged for their greatness. They deserve all the goodness that this universe has to offer. Thank you guys for listening. You can email me at threadsrandom@gmail.com. You can also follow me and message me on Instagram. That's random_threads_podcast. And all of the threads have a Z at the end of them. That's what's unique about us. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you guys have a beautiful week.